3 years after the start of the war in Iraq, public support for the war is at an all-time low. That finding is confirmed by the latest poll from the Pew Research Center. Andrew Kohut, the director of the center, is here. Welcome back, Andy.
Happy to be here.
What do Americans think about the war?
Well, we asked them to come up with one word to describe it, and that word was a mess. The public is more pessimistic that we're going to succeed than they were 6 months ago. There's greater calls for immediate withdrawal of troops and a great sense that we have an impending civil war, if not an actual civil war. The AP poll found 78% saying that they thought a civil war was likely. The percentage of people in our poll saying they thought a civil war were losing ground and preventing it went from 48% in January to 66% now.
And that number of people who said we should bring the troops home now, that's 50% of the people whom you asked.
And it's not a few troops, it's bring all of the troops home now versus waiting until the situation is stable. And we really do have a turnaround. Just a month ago, we had 50% saying we should keep troops there, only 46%. Now, many of the people, when we probe them, who say bring the troops home now, and they say, well, within a year or so. But it's the sentiment that counts, and the sentiment is we're losing progress on preventing a civil war. We're losing progress on preventing casualties. And the public is very, very disillusioned.
Glancing at the numbers that you've gotten at Pew, the answers to some of these questions over the past 3 years, one I saw earlier, just a line going down as you go from month to month to month to month to month. It's reminiscent a bit of the collapse of public support for the war in Vietnam. In what way is it similar? In what way is it not similar?
Well, it happened a little more quickly than in Vietnam, where it took 3 or 4 years for the numbers to change all of a sudden after the Tet Offensive. But the extraordinary difference, Robert, is there's a huge divide between Republicans and Democrats on how they see the war and the extent to which they want to support the war. For example, 69% of Republicans think that the war is going well. Just 30% of Democrats feel that way, 37% of independents. 66% of Republicans think we should keep troops there until the situation is stabilized. 29% of Democrats believe that. In Vietnam, there were not significant differences like this between Democrats, Republicans, and independents.
When the policy lost the public, it lost the public.
It lost the public, and we didn't have this polarized view based on party affiliation. Now, feelings were intense, but they weren't strictly along partisan lines.
To what extent does sentiment about the war drive President Bush's favorability, and where does it stand right now in your poll?
Well, President Bush is at a 33% approval rating. We have to go back to Jimmy Carter in the days of 18% inflation to get that low. For second-term presidents, only President Nixon, as he was about to leave office because of Watergate, had considerably lower numbers. President Reagan and Clinton were 25 percentage points higher at a comparable term in their second term of office. He's been very badly hurt by the Dubai ports deal, and he's been hurt in the long run by Iraq and concern about domestic issues.
You know, last summer, after Katrina, and as support for the war in Iraq was declining, there was one columnist, I think he was a Brit, who remarked that at this point in a non-presidential system, this is when the government folds. When you lose the public, this is when the prime minister has to resign and go to the people. It doesn't work that way for us. We have a president with very low popularity ratings who serves out another 3 years of his term.
Potentially what happens is that the president gets so little support in the Congress from members of his own party that he becomes a lame duck and government becomes ineffective. But we have one other thing to look forward to, and that is a congressional election. And generally when presidents have taken this kind of hit in the polls, their parties tend to suffer. We don't know if this will be the case now, but historically it's been that way in every presidential election in recent history.
Andy, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
You're welcome.
Andrew Kohut is director of the Pew Research Center, and there's a link to his website where you can see this poll information at our website, npr.org.